Mystic Seaport Museum has received two federal grants that will rehabilitate an ailing schooner and save thousands of photographic negatives from further deterioration. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports.
The grants were part of the National Park Service's Save America's Treasures program. The museum was given a grant of nearly $500,000 to restore the 1921 fishing schooner called the L.A. Dunton. Mystic Seaport Museum's Dan McFadden says it's an important vessel that needs a lot of work.
Over time, wooden vessels deteriorate. It's just a fact of nature. The Dunton needs a lot of structural work, needs new deck houses. Really, the whole hull will be addressed in many different ways. To get her back to being 100%.
The second grant will be used to restore deteriorating negatives from the museum's Rosenfeld collection of maritime photography. McFadden says there are negatives in the collection whose plastic mount has separated from the base, resulting in a condition called vinegar syndrome.
And what happens is the plastic backing gives off acetate, which smells like vinegar. And what we need to do is to identify those negatives in the collection that need to be preserved. And there is a preservation process where you actually remove the film element from the plastic backing and separate it. You can then digitize it and create a new negative. It's technical, time-consuming, and expensive, but it's what we need to do.
McFadden says the $244,000 grant will restore and digitize 3,500 negatives from the collection. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.